This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. So there's this thrift shop in North Carolina. Just sold some great pieces of furniture that were donated. They're vintage, handcrafted pieces in perfect condition that will make a beautiful addition to a master bedroom. There's just one caveat. The Habitat for Humanity store shared photos of a queen canopy bed frame and chest of drawers on Facebook, but warned the previous owner says they're haunted. The post explains the chest of drawers gave them nightmares and the dog constantly barked at it. Oddly enough, the items received a lot of interest. The director of the store says actually a lot of people were interested because they were haunted. Both pieces purchased for $1,000 by a man named Ricky Scott, who says, maybe it'll be a nice ghost. Maybe not, Ricky. Latest trend in wedding planning is apparently newlyweds taking separate honeymoons. They're dubbed solo moons or unimoons. And of course, the biggest question is, why? Seems conflicting schedules, demanding jobs, more independent outlook on the institution of marriage, and in some cases, simply being unable to agree on a honeymoon destination has more and more newly married couples choosing to spend that first trip as husband and wife apart. Yeah, that's a great way to start a new marriage. What is wrong with people? We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New poll asks, what would you do if you had extra time on your hands? 5-1, pursue hobbies. Spend more time with friends. Exercise. Travel. Or spend time with family. Almost 30% say they would sleep more if they had extra time. Interestingly, workers in the United States say they wanted more sleep than any other country surveyed. Word out that eating 2 servings of mushrooms every week could reduce the risk of cognitive decline as we age. Well, bring on the shrooms. Is the wallet dying? Apple Pay and Google Pay and the like are pretty much everywhere nowadays, and digital IDs are becoming even more common. So do we need to have anything other than our phone when we go out? Maybe not. New survey finds 45% of respondents think wallets will be obsolete in 5 years or less. The Colorado Public Library was forced to close for the day because a large moose was napping outside, blocking the entrance. Yes, I said moose. The North Branch Library in Silverthorne, Colorado, tweeted a photo of the sleepy moose catching some Z's in the snow and captured it. Detention. The North Branch Library is temporarily closed as our resident moose is blocking the front door. The moose ended up sleeping for another hour before it finally stood up and walked away. Residents of the town say the moose had been hanging around for several days. Should have called him Rip Van Bullwinkle. There's an American Cross blood drive midweek, noon to 5:45 at the Peace Evangelical Lutheran Church at 6321 Blue Star Highway in South Haven. All blood types are needed to ensure a reliable supply for patients. Individuals who are 17 years of age, weigh at least 110 pounds, and are in generally good health may be eligible to donate blood. For more information and to sign up, please visit redcross.org. Again, that's this Wednesday, noon to 5:45 at Peace Lutheran Church in South Haven, Red Cross Blood Drive. Knucklehead news out of Florida, where a guy showed very little spidey sense when robbing a store in a Spider-Man mask. Cops managed to weave a web that snarled Edward Wilburn after he broke into a liquor store after hours, swiped hundreds of dollars worth of cigarettes and alcohol right in front of several surveillance cameras that captured perfectly clear footage. The spidey thief was taken into custody a few hours later at his home in a nearby neighborhood. The Daily Buzz. You see something I should buzz about? You know how to get it to me, paul@wcsy.com. My email, that's probably best. You can drop things off here at the station on M140 right across from McFadden's in South Haven. There's a drop box outside the building if it's after hours. Mail to 11637 M140 in South Haven. Podcasts of The Daily Buzz are at TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play, Facebook, WCSY.com, our website as well. You can become a subscriber and we'll email them to you daily. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Andecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.